So here I'm in Benabarre. I'm on my way to the Templars Castle of Monson. This is an area which is called Aragon, like in France. So in the south of France and the north of Spain there was a big empire called Aragon. Aragon. Just like in the Lord of the Rings. Eh? So let's go and have a look. No, it's a fantastic area, beautiful. People are very friendly, next to Catalonia. So this is the castle of Benabarre in Aragon. Going back into the Lord of the Rings. I am the Lord of breaking down the pyramids. So I'm in the castle. Let's have a look, eh? Hello, anybody here? I'm here in the castle of Pharaoh. The builders, this is Aragon, or Aragon. This is why they call the bloke Bob the Builder, eh? Another reference to the builders and the Bilderbergers. I like these little castles, you know, no tourists. Just homie Ross hanging around, hanging loose. Hey, look at that. Nice. I don't close it down like before. But there's another door. But anyway, it's a nice lawn. You know, why not? Close me in. I'll sleep here. Close me in, please. Lock the door. Yes, Sergeant. There's the castle, look at that. It doesn't say from what year. You can have another look of Aragon from the other side. Do you see the some Lord of the Rings or the Cago midgets? Hey, the midgets. And they really were in Aragon. Still are, the Cago. Maybe it's Templars, maybe not, I don't know. Sometimes even the local historians and the locals don't even know. Hey. Like a film set here. Oh, it says the old stuff is from the year 1062. 11th century, folks, as always. What a miracle, eh? Where did they come from all of a sudden, eh? Eh, why weren't they there before, eh? Well, the Romans were there before and they didn't manage. How many times I have to tell you? I'll tell you so many times until you get nightmares of her. Right? Yes, Sarge. Don't do that, Sarge. I'm having nightmares already. Because of you. First of all, I thought it was a well. But I see there's a gate. So there's a tunnel. All these castles, they all have tunnels. Especially the Templar ones. So I'm going to crash down here, have a scoff. Let's have a look. Where's my tunnel? Hey, like the Swiss, making tunnels, satanic ritual, the St. Gotha tunnels. Who are the guys of the tunnels? Hey, Templars, what the hell is this? Templars make tunnels, folks, to get away from the king. Hey, Swissy, it's all you, bankers, Templars, Swissy. Almost the time from this side. That thing looks interesting too. Yeah. Where is it? Templars maybe. There we go. 1063. Apparently we are at 1500 meters. Look, there must have been a tunnel. They close it with concrete, you see. That was a tunnel. Yeah. Probably had like bushes all over the thing. This is, oh, look, staircase going down. Look there. There you see. There's a tunnel going up. Wow, wow, man. Yeah. Wow, the castle is like there. Nice, and the only one here, that's how I like it. That's gonna be my way probably to hitchhike to the Templars one side. What's that? Is it there? Is it, maybe that's where I'm going to. Look at that. Wow. I love it when I'm all alone in these places. I don't need all your people from the big city around me. I want to be all alone. Pharaoh, homie Ross. I love these Spanish fried sunflower seeds with a compass on it. The legs is a compass. This is good for the prostrate. What do you call them again? You know, like the Halloween stuff? Oh, I forgot it. Okay, scoff here. Well, yeah, pumpkin seeds, of course. I mean, I'm only speaking German, French, now Spanish all the time. Well, I mean, with the little words I know. See, if you look at it longer, now the man here, the Lord, he's the compass, the concept of three. That's them, our masters. And this little one, that's us. We're more down, we're small. And look how he's grinning, you know, how he's smiling. This one, you know, the little slave. And look, his arms are in 90 degrees. That's the concept of four. The base of the pyramid, and this is the side of the pyramid. And you see the flower? Normally a flower should be down there on the earth. Have you ever seen a flower like hanging in the sky with the moon here next to it? So the flower, folks, eh? It's red, the old world's order. The flower represents the sun. Meaning the old world's order, they come from the sun. As I told you, Ari in the Demotic, it means pregnant sun, as in Arian, Arian. They were born in the sky, and here you can see it again. They are sun worshippers. This represents the sun. Okay, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Even the bloody sunflower seeds. Here, stupid slave. Look at him. His hands are 90 degrees, eh? Ah. So what do you think? I'm going to look after... I'll be the lord of the castle for tonight. I'm going to stay here just as long as they close the bloody door and up. Ah, look at this. Look at me lawn here. Ah, that'll be nice, eh? You know, the main use of these castles is being a breeding ground, eh? With us, the slaves, like building the walls and all that. But they fed us nice, you know, of course they did. You know, now on top of the hill you see another castle. So the next one, you know, if the son, only the first one, the primogenitor, he got the castle. And if the next, the second son, he could build himself another castle. Everywhere on these hills, eh? You see another castle. And they use the same technique for the Freemason lodges. If you're big enough and high enough, excuse me, I know I'm disgusting. If you're high enough, like 33 degrees, you can build your own Freemason lodge. And this is how they know themselves today. In the old days, they knew each other from the coat of arms, the name, the castle. Now, they know themselves, each other, by the lodge and their names. They keep record of it all, you know. It's still the same system, but that's the system of the New World Order, and here you got the system of the Old World Order. And so the people are the slaves, you know, they had to build the walls for them, for their breeding ground, you know, just like the OK Corral, you know, around the nice meadow, having a party here. A breeding ground, and raping our women and all that. So, you know, the only ones who could, who really fought back in the entire world were the Germanic tribes. Not the Scandinavians. The Scandinavians, it's Haunebu, Pharaonic, forget about them. I mean the Germans and all the tribes like the Vandals and all that. And who I don't think they come from Scandinavia. History says so, it's a lie probably. And they're the only ones who ever fought back and destroyed Rome and set them back like 1,000 years, you know, in their conquest and everything. Set them back 1,000 years. But overconfidence, self-confidence, and, you know, like, okay, we beat the hell out of them, you know, that, that's a mistake. Because the roots were still there, you know. Maybe the plant was gone, like, or invisible, but the roots were still there. You know, they were hiding. So they came back, building these castles, you know. What can you do, you know? There's like 100 men of the Lord, you know, all his sons and cousins. If they come, like, you know, running over your home and threatening your children, give your wife for the night, and what can you do? There's nothing you can do. And this is how they did it, on a small scale. Everywhere, a little small scale. Like robber knights. They are robber knights. Hey, Swissy? Like you guys. You're robber knights. And nothing else you are. Hey, Swissy? You're a robber knight. I can't say that enough. Even stealing from me 20,000 Swiss francs and the rest, and stole my child, my whole family now. You're robber knights. You only think about money, Swissy. So, this is how it works, eh? I already told you. Can't tell you enough. It's a breeding ground. Making us many kiddies. Until Georgia Guidestones, there will be a moment, they're going to completely replace us. This is the great replacement, actually. They're also going to replace the Muslims, they're going to replace us all. This is the great replacement. They're going to keep like 500 million good slaves. They certainly don't like people like me. If they kick me out, no. If they close the door, or, you know, and they come looking for me, I'm gonna pitch me tent there. Oh, it looks like there's a fence around it, or maybe not. On that soccer field there, it looks like a nice lawn, eh? In a little corner there. For the night. And in these churches, next to the castle, there's almost always a church, like, next to the castle. With this antenna on top of it, you know, or the cross, an antenna, they probably contacted their the planet where they come from, or something like that, eh? And worshipping the devil. There's nothing good about it. And the Europeans, you know, some of them, you know, being tired of always working on the farm, and, you know, hey, you could learn something, you know, building techniques and give orders to other ones. If you did your work very well, you know, you could become the chief and get more food, get a bigger salary, get some more wine, and attract a nice woman, you know. Working for the castle, working for the Lord, eh? So, you know, very intelligently, a nice intelligent setup, you know. Like going into the army, you know, nowadays they say, oh, you can study, come in the army and, you know, you can study and be the man, you know. At the same time, we let you study, like, for, you know, and have a degree or something. Same thing, eh? To attract people. Others, they could work for the Lord, and as they, you know, had all the lands here and paid the slaves well. And, you know, so they had enough food. So, no problem, you know, they They had big caves with all the food, nicely guarded, and wine, and so, you know, you'd have a safe job, like today. A government job is a safe job, you know, attracting people. This is actually what you will have to say. If you want to be a police officer, the psychologist, you know, he's going to talk to you. Or if you go like be an officer in the army, you must say, the only thing I'm looking for, having a good, safe, guaranteed job. That's what I want to hear. All the other things like, I want to hunt crooks or I want to shoot a gun, you know, it doesn't work. You want to have a safe job. This is how they keep you by the balls, see? They don't want Rambos, well, there's, you know, some of them maybe. Look, they closed the door. Oh, there's going to be a night at the castle, eh? Nice. This is where I'm going to put my tent. Let's have a look. Oh, look, they left this one open here. Why? I can put it here somewhere. Oh, look, there's another castle there on top of the hill. They're all nests, and it's all breeding ground. This here is a nest. Yeah. And afterwards they fight us from the inside out like a virus. It's just a nest. That's what it is, a nest. Right. Now look, this could be a Templar's place here. Oh, look at the door. There's an old church with obelisk pyramids on it. Why you put a pyramid on a church, eh? So it's second thought. I thought maybe it's better not to sleep the door. There was a button on it. So I thought if they're going to control it, you know, I'd rather stay unseen. Yeah, sorry, I left, you know. Maybe there's a security passing by in the night and the police comes and you never know. So I thought maybe better away. It also got pretty windy up there, so I thought, you know, I better go to that soccer stadium or somewhere. Nice and quiet, unseen on the countryside. Oh, it's getting dark. I tell you, with all this grass here, you know, you don't want to sleep in the top. I tell you, look at it, all this, you'd be full of snakes, you know, all this, you don't want to. So here's my tent. Ah, there you can see the castle, look at it. There behind is the castle. Yeah, it got windy and all that. All of a sudden I thought, no, not a good idea. You always have to keep the human factor apart. Don't get seen if you're in enemy terrain. Rather be like this here, you know, in the bush. You're a lot safer. I need my sleep to recuperate. I really need to sleep, like, you know, long. I can't afford like being woken up like at 6 o'clock, and I got the problem with papers and all that, you know. And if I had everything okay, you know. I just, at the last moment, I thought, no, I don't, you know, I just don't feel it. And this, folks, is the difference between a warrior. See my film, Warrior versus Soldier. A warrior can change his mind on the last moment because he feels things. I've had visions, you know, the cops coming like the next day, I promise you. That's being a warrior, that's the mystic. The Knights Templars don't have that. You know, so you must be flexible, even at last moment, even if you have some, you have a project like going somewhere, you can change it at the last moment, because there's something in the air. Okie dokie. So I know I'm going to have a nice sleep here. Look at all the bushes. I know I can trust the bushes. But I know I can't trust the castle. Eh? And our slaves. Now, honestly, who would come walk here or even find me here? No. I have to walk back through the high grass and down there through the snakes. There are many deadly snakes in Europe, especially Spain and the south. But I even saw snakes in Scandinavia. Not that sleeping rough here makes me think about homos, really. But, you know, the homos are good slaves, you know, and they're happy to pay 60% because they're really nothing, you know. And so they really love the hierarchy. It's like, you dominate me, honey, or shall I dominate you tonight, eh? So they're very good slaves, they pay 60%. This is what the whole system is about. It's about slavery. That's why we had two world wars, and of course also the war between the New World Order and the Old World Order, which is partly related to the slavery, because the New World Order, they wanted to have power and slaves as well, you know, to rule over the slaves, because our masters, they don't want to do anything. Just sit around and do their dirty things and their politics, and we are their slaves, you know. So they had to give them something, and as there are many in the aristocracy already, so they're good slaves, happy to pay 60%, and they love the hierarchy, you know, to make them think that they are somebody, you know, like in a uniform and have a grade and you know, a rank, then they're a somebody. So they can dominate, yes? Stick their whatever into your ass. So they granted them, you know, the homo marriage. That's why. Yeah. I don't know why I thought about it now. Don't get funny ideas now, eh? I tell you. Oh, time to saddle up again, eh? I have to saddle all this thing up here. Get on me back. Make it down the hill through the snaky grass. Well, let's go. Saddle up, boys. Oh, that reminded me of John Wayne. You remember? He's one of those Muslim Freemason Alahedin. How do you call him again? I forgot their name, with the fez and the Muslimic thing on it. And he's playing a cowboy, come on! Just like the other homos, you know, always playing the cowboy. You know, this, I dominate you. And you dominate me. You know, when it came out, he had AIDS, and he did his, I don't even use their words. When he said he was a bloody queer, it was a whole shock, you know, like in the 80s. I forgot his name. Real good looking bloke, actually, really, you know, masculine looking. But that's only the outside, you know, only the peel. The nucleus, it's all like, you know, buttery stuff, like, I don't know what, shit, probably. The inside is like this here. Okay, well, that's mine, that's tough shit. I haven't been eating McDonald's for a while, can you see that? Okay, what do you think about it, John Wayne? Well, that's what I think about it. Well, let's settle up.
Oh, I got a pain in my back, Mr. John Wayne said. I have to go see my masons. Now, wait a minute, I have to get my masculine voice back. Wait a minute, guys. I have to take 2 days out on the set. Where's my masculine voice?
Oh, now the name got back to me. Shriners. The Shriners, John Wayne. Why they call them the Shriners? Eh? It's from the shrine. they say probably in Jerusalem, you know, the Baphomet and all that. But it is in Egypt, of course, the shrine. Shrine of the devil. It's what they worship. Hey? Well, you go worship that shit, eh? We'll get you in the end. I'll break down the pyramid for you and your shrine. Shriners, John Wayne. You ever heard a cowboy who was a shriner? Come on. Think the cows and the horses understand it, eh? Yeah. Now, I was sleeping up there in the bushes, talking to you guys about shrines. Look, this thing here was the holy shrine of the women, you know? Okay, there, look. Do the washing, eh? So, go back to your holy shrine, women, and be a woman again, you know? And don't give us any queers, eh? Go back to the holy shrine. And in order for the women and their holy shrine not to give us any homos, they shouldn't take the pill. Too many feminine hormones. See where I get at, right? Gestagen, estrogen. I made a video about it. This looks pretty Roman to me too, this path here. Yeah. And stop this alliance with the masters. Hey, no more alliance with the masters. We also will lead this road. Will lead to hell. I promise you, it will lead to hell. You'll have nothing and they will betray you too in the end. Woman, if you see what they do with the man, killed us by the millions, they will do the same with you in the end. Woman. So you just go back to your holy shrine and shut the f up. So I'm just sitting here, just having a beer, eat some cheese and sausage and the pumpkin seed for me prostate. So then I see it, you know. Look. First of all, of course, I saw the grail here. There it is, the grail. You'd say, okay, it's for the flowers, but where are the flowers, okay? And then, you got these piles here. Where are they? Oh, I can't see a thing anymore. Well, I show it here. Yeah, there you got these piles here, pyramid. And it's got three layers for the concept of three. And each of one of them is a square for the concept of four. So it says the square and compass. And then, every time there are two of these. You see here, two of these, and then there's nothing. I can't figure that out. Then there are two of these, and then there's the grail. And then it's again two of those, and then, oh, there's only two. Here, there again, two of the pyramids, nothing. And then two of the pyramids, and then there's behind there is a grail. So, and then you see Isis here. Ah, what's better before? And you know, this is not European. I filmed this in my first film in Switzerland, the Die Pharaonenshow. You know, she's holding the grail here, you know, up this cup. If it would be only water, why is she holding it up like in a ritual? Oh, it's so important, you know. And look, there's water coming out. That means their grains are flooding us, you know. And the dress she's having is not European, you know, it's completely pharaonic. And then she has these bracelets here. It's a ritual, it's a goddess, it's a servant in a ritual. And you got here, this is the compass, it's a circle. And around it you got a square, you know. And why did they put this square here? So it says the square and compass. That's what she's pouring our blood in it. Our women are there, you know, for the nest, so they can multiply. This is the fucking multiplier here, the water here. This, our women who made an alliance with them. You know, if you talk to the authorities, anywhere you go, you have to talk with homos and women. They're gonna explain you how your future is gonna look like. All right, homie, I don't want that, eh? So it says the square here in white for the New World Order. And the compass. This one is red, where they all come from. It has the right colors, red and white. They say this is a simple village, you know, it's a small little village. But anyway, there's a big castle here, you know. That's me, Homie Ross. Of course, the slaves, they don't see it. They don't even want to see it, you know. And I need a couple of minutes as well, you know, so I say, hey, why is this? Why is that? You know, and just look around. Why is this? You know, get the images, just filter them in your brain. Look at it. Take a while. Be very patient. Slower your heart rhythm. You know, this one slows my heart's rhythm, not always. Yeah, well, okay. Well, there's some more pyramids. Well, look at that, you know, talking about them, eh? So you think, hey, women, that you can wiggle your ass and, you know, you'll be the one, eh? But remind you know, the grail is on top of you. It's more important than you are. You're just a means for them to multiply. Like here, that's all, you stupid. And I'm here to defend the good women, actually. I meet a lot of good women here who take me hitchhiking. More than 50% of the women in northern Spain, like in Aragon and in Catalonia, there are women taking me all alone through the mountains, through the forest, nobody there. And it seems to me like they understand something. Something has been passed on that their ancestor women, mothers, have been raped by Pharaoh. And they're not going to wiggle their asses for them. I love it here. I think it's very special. And they even gave me a hug afterwards. It's like, sometimes it's like coming back to the 60s here, really. Revolutionaries here, like hippies, solidarity. I think I like it. I'm fed up with the French with all their empty promises. I'm really fed up with them, really. They only protest for the money with their yellow vests, you know. So all the good women there, out there, I'm behind you. All the bad ones, here, wiggle your asses here. I'll punch you in the nose, and I already done it. You know, I'm not ashamed of it. You want to play hardball, give you hardball. I'm a man, you're not going to give me any orders. And no queers either. You got it? Yes, Sarge.